We welcome you to Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Salem Red Sox, for the first time this season, look to go for a six-game sweep as they take on the Columbia Fireflies in this series finale. The Red Sox sitting at 27-23, the Fireflies at 14-36. Let's get you the starting lineup today for the Columbia Fireflies. The right fielder, number 15, Rivertown, starts things off, followed by the shortstop and number 2, Daniel Vasquez. Tonight's designated hitter for the Fireflies is number 11, Carter Jensen, and he bats third in the order. As the first baseman, number 6, Guillermo Quintana, bats in the cleanup spot. The left fielder, number 23, Darryl Collins, bats fifth in the order, while the center fielder, number 21, Eric Pena, bats sixth. The catcher, number 12, Omar Hernandez, bats seventh, followed by the third baseman, number 13, Rubeny Jaquez. And then winding up the order for the Columbia Fireflies, it's the second baseman, a number 4, Omar Florentino. And guys, today we have a brand new pitcher on the roster, and he's getting the start today. It's number 18, right-handed pitcher Hunter Dobbins, who makes his first ever start in the Boston Red Sox organization. He received Tommy John surgery back on March of 2021, right as he was beginning his junior year at Texas Tech. But now he was drafted by the Boston Red Sox organization later on in June in the eighth round of the 2021 MLB draft. And he's making his first start today with the Salem Red Sox. We'll be able to see a fastball, curveball, changeup, and slider from Hunter Dobbins today. First day here, getting the start similar to what we saw from Brian Mata in last night's contest. Speaking about last night's game, the Salem Red Sox took down the Columbia Fireflies 6-2 due to some late game magic. Three runs in the bottom of the eighth inning helped the Salem Red Sox get their fifth straight win and their seventh straight in the friendly confines of Salem Memorial Ballpark. Game 51 is underway as Dobbins fires a pitch as Town hits a ground to the right side of the infield. It's scooped up by Jordan, and he'll tag first all by himself for out number one. 5:07 p.m. is our first pitch time here at the ballpark. The temperature right at 80. Partly cloudy skies in the area today in Southwest Virginia. And one away as we're just underway. It's 0-0 Salem and Columbia. So now the shortstop, number 2, Daniel Vasquez, steps up to the plate and he watches the first pitch go down the middle for strike number 1. Dobbins' fastball before receiving Tommy John surgery was around 91 to 94 miles per hour, and the 0-1 pitch from Dobbins is high and inside for ball number 1. So an even count coming up for Vasquez, who is back at shortstop today for the Fireflies, batting 159 on the season. Here's the even count, 1-1, slow grounder, two-hopper right back to Dobbins. He picks it up, throws it to Jordan, a little off the money, but Blaze Jordan makes an incredible catch and gets his right foot on the bag before Vasquez touches first for the second out of the inning. Tough play there for Dobbins. He almost kind of tossed it into Blaze Jordan at first base, and then Jordan had to work quickly a little bit off the base, made the grab and almost had that toe drag that you see in the NFL, kept it on the base and slid on through, but it was enough for out number 2. So 2 up, 2 down in this scoreless game as we just are underway in the top of the first inning. First pitch to Jensen, rips it up the middle, goes for a base hit, and the first base runner is aboard of the game. It's Carter Jensen for the Columbia Fireflies here in the top of the first. Jensen, who has seen some time behind the plate, as well as a designated hitter today for the Fireflies. Back in that number 3 spot of the order. Highly touted guy. He was a third-round selection in the 2021 MLB draft. So now we move to the cleanup hitter, and number 6, Guillermo Quintana. Did not play last night for the Fireflies. And the first pitch he sees, he check swings but holds back on as it goes low and inside for ball number 1. Tonight's umpires, it's Charlie Welling behind the plate calling the balls and the strikes as Jalen Goodman is out on the base paths. The 1-0 pitch to Quintana is in the zone for strike number 1. That one was a 93-mile-per-hour heater off the right hand of Dobbins to even up the at-bat. Runner on first base with Jensen after that 2-out single. Jordan covering first a little bit, and now the 1-1 goes upstairs for ball number 2. Quintana, a 219 hitter on the season for the Fireflies. 6 home runs, 20 RBIs, and when he makes contact, it seems to do pretty good for this Firefly side. 2-1 pitch, and Quintana will swing and foul tip it off the end of the barrel, ricocheted a bit off of Jose Garcia. But the count will go to 2-2. Giving you the defensive alignment today for the Salem Red Sox. Starting with the outfield, it's left fielder Keir Meredith, center fielder Carson Simas, right fielder Daryl Balin. Tyler Miller at third base, Edison Paulino at shortstop, Brian Bonazzi at second, Blaze Jordan at first. The 2-2 pitch, and the breaking ball goes inside for ball number 3. And it will be a full count here for Quintana. Jose Garcia makes his first appearance in the lineup this series for the Salem Red Sox. He's behind the dish tonight, and Dobbins on the rubber. 3-2 pitch, Jensen to go, and Quintana slaps to the left side of the infield. Paulino gets a glove on a diving attempt, and the throw to first is on the money. Edison Paulino with the web gem to get us through the top of the first. It's Columbia 0, it's Salem 0. We'll get our first look at the Red Sox offense as they take on Ben Hernandez for the second time this series when we come back on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem, Virginia. Bottom of the first inning between the Columbia Fireflies and the Salem Red Sox. Ben Hernandez all warmed up on the mound for the Firefly side as they look to hold Salem scoreless here in the bottom of the first. Edison Paulino, first pitch he sees, a bouncer down the first baseline that goes foul for strike number 1. Let's get you the Salem Red Sox batting order. It's a shortstop number 9. Edison Paulino leading things off. Number 19 and second baseman today, Brainer Bonazzi bats second, as the DH number 10, Marcelo Meyer, bats third. Paulino skies the 0-1 pitch out towards right center field and coming in is Town, but Eric Pena calls him off with the first out of the inning. 0-0 is our score between Salem and Columbia. The rest of the order is the first baseman number 24, Blaze Jordan, batting fourth. The third baseman number 14, Tyler Miller, batting fifth. The center fielder number 16, Carson Simas, batting sixth. 7-8-9 go catcher Jose Garcia, right fielder Daryl Balin, and then left fielder number 1, Keir Meredith. First pitch on the way to Bonazzi is down the middle for strike number 1. Bonazzi never let the barrel get off his left shoulder. Good to see Bonazzi back in the lineup as the 0-1 pitch will go low and off the right foot of Hernandez to make the count go to 1-1. Did not see him back-to-back nights on Thursday and Friday. Got the leadoff gig last night. Moves back to his normal spot of number 2 on the order. The 1-1 pitch is an off-speed from Hernandez, and it catches the bottom outside corner. We now run with a 1-2 count with one away here in the bottom of the first. So here's the 1-2 delivery from Hernandez, and that one just misses outside for ball number 2. Ben Hernandez was added back to the roster on May 30th. Keep that in mind. That was also the first game of the series on that Memorial Day. Pitched one inning for the Fireflies, and now Bonazzi will bloop one out to center field. A little bit of power underneath of it, but Payne is able to make the catch in stride out in dead center for out number 2. So Marcelo Meyer will come to the plate with an empty base pass with two away. After a couple of pop-ups by the Salem Red Sox and the center fielder of Eric Pena. So looking on Ben Hernandez's season, an 0-3 pitcher with a 5.66 ERA. This is his 8th start of the year for the Fireflies. And his first pitch to Marcelo Meyer is in the zone at 94 for strike number 1. 20 and 2 thirds innings of work for Hernandez, allowing 28 hits, 13 earned runs, walked 8 batters and has struck out 21 as Meyer takes a big swing on the 0-1 and he misses for strike number 2. The big issue of Hernandez's game this season has been giving up those hits, an opponent's batting average of a 322. His 0-2 off-speed pitch goes low and away for ball number 1. Fast pace that Hernandez has brought here in this first inning. And now a 1-2 pitch to Meyer, and that goes low and away for ball number 2. Darrell Collins out in left field for the Fireflies. Eric Pena, we've said his name a couple of times. He's out in center. Rivertown out in right. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and Meyer will send this opposite way. It falls for a base hit out in left. It rolls to the wall. Meyer at first. He's thinking 2, and he'll stop at second for a 2-out double. And the Salem Red Sox have their first hit of the afternoon. It's number 10, Marcelo Meyer. So now Blaze Jordan, the cleanup hitter, comes up with a crucial at-bat. It looked as if almost the inning was going to come to an end with an 0-2 count to Meyer. His patience able to get watch two balls go to the lower outside corner of the zone, but then he comes away with an opposite field double. Salem has been well known for their extra base hits on the season. And we'll see what Blaze Jordan's able to do now with the first runner in scoring position on the night. First pitch to Jordan, it's a chopped off of home plate, and it comes back and hits his right arm. So dead ball called by Charlie Willen behind the plate, and the count will go to 0-1. Ruben Jaquez at third base, Daniel Vasquez at shortstop for the Fireflies, Omar Florentino at second base, and Guillermo Quintana at first. Blaze Jordan will send the 0-1 pitch red hot down the right field line and out of play as it goes up to the general admission seats. And it's a Hernandez battery today. Ben Hernandez on the mound. Omar Hernandez behind the plate. So another Salem batter goes down 0-2 in the count. Hernandez will step in and fire away, and Jordan will swing and miss for strike number 3. Hernandez gets his first strikeout of the day, and he keeps us scoreless through one inning to play between the Columbia Fireflies and the Salem Red Sox. We'll come back for the top of the second. Collins, Pena, Hernandez all due up when we come back here on MILB.TV. It's the second inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the Columbia Fireflies and the Salem Red Sox are knotted up at 0 apiece. We'll have Darrell Collins to lead things off in the top of the second. Hunter Dobbins coming out for another inning of work. He gave up one base hit in the first. It was a Carter Jensen single with two outs on the board, but was able to get out of the frame thanks to an Edison Paulino diving stop and throw for the third out of the inning. So we're going to see Collins, who bats fifth in the order today for the Fireflies, and he's been a reliable hitter for this Columbia side, a 246 batting average on the year with 14 RBIs. First pitch on the way to Collins is swung on and missed for strike number 1. Today, the Salem Red Sox are wearing their red uniforms with the blue sleeves and the white lettering and numbering on the front and the back. This is a bouncer right back to Dobbins. He fields it perfectly, and this time will toss to Jordan at first as he took a couple steps towards the bag. Good toss to Jordan. That results in out number 1 for the Salem Red Sox here in the top of the second. Second time that Dobbins has been tested with his fielding ability. It wasn't so clean in the top of the first when Daniel Vasquez hit a slow grounder right back to Dobbins' way. As the first pitch to Pena goes low for ball number one, he almost overthrew Jordan at first base. But the Salem first baseman was able to keep his foot on the bag just enough to get the second out of the inning. 1-0 pitch is on the way, and Pena will take a big swing and a miss on a breaker from Dobbins, and the count's even at 1-1. But along with those red uniforms with the white lettering number on the front, the back, and the blue sleeves, the Red Sox were in those white baseball pants today. 1-1 pitch is in the zone for strike number two, I should say. 93-mile-per-hour heater just goes upstairs. So here's the 1-2 pitch from Dobbins. Tried to go off speed, and they peeled down the Jalen Goodman on the check swing by Pena. Said he did not go through, and the count's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Meanwhile, the Fireflies going with their gray jersey today with the blue sleeves. That same blue is the lettering and number on the front and the back of the uniform. The 2-2 pitch is upstairs and inside for ball number three. And along with that gray uniform, they have the gray baseball pants. So 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dobbins takes a step towards home, and the pitch is outside for ball four. And Dobbins walks his first batter of the day. So one away in a scoreless game between Columbia and Salem. Omar Hernandez coming to the plate. We welcome you inside Salem Memorial Ballpark. Capacity of 6,300. Good showing today from the fans on this pleasant Sunday afternoon as the runner goes and Hernandez skies it out towards center. Coming to his left is Simas to make the grab. The runner did get a good jump at first with Eric Pena, but he has to retreat to the first base as he did not tag up. Two away here in the top of the second, and Ruben Ijaquez will step up to the plate. Along with the 6,300 capacity, the ballpark dimensions, 325 out to left field, 325 out towards right, 401 to straightaway center. So now time for a right-handed pitcher versus a left-handed batter. Dobbins steps in and fires the first pitch, and it's skied up in the infield. Left side, it sounds like Paulino's calling everyone off. He comes to the infield portion of the grass and makes the grab for out number three. So the Fireflies get another base runner this inning, but they strand him at first base. And that brings us through an inning and a half of work. Salem and Columbia tied up at 0 apiece. We go to the bottom of the second. Coming up, it's going to be Tyler Miller, Carson Simas, and Jose Garcia for the Salem Red Sox. That's next on MILB.TV. It's the bottom of the second here in Salem, Virginia. 0-0 is our score between the Columbia Fireflies and the Salem Red Sox. But the home team looks to try to change that up a bit as 5-6-7 is due up in the order. We'll start with the left-handed batter of Tyler Miller and the right-hander Ben Hernandez getting a longer leash on this Sunday as he comes out for another inning of work. Miller swings on a pitch high and in for strike number one, 94. Off the hand of Hernandez. So an 0-1 pitch coming up to Miller, and Hernandez will step in and fire, and Miller will hold on the pitch as it goes low and in for ball number one. Well, the Salem Red Sox, after their win last night in the Carolina Mudcats loss, finds them tied in second in the Carolina League North. And Miller is going to rip this out to right center field for a base hit. It rolls all the way to the Kroger sign. Miller will go to second, holds at the bag, thought about three. Thought better of it, though. Just settle for the double. Don't get that first out of the inning at third. And it's a leadoff double for Tyler Miller, and the Salem Red Sox are in business early in the bottom of the second. It is the second double of the day for the Salem Red Sox, and we've already talked about on this broadcast this week about how great the Salem team is when it comes to the extra base hits, specifically doubles. They lead all the Carolina League in doubles this season, and it feels like almost anyone in this order can really find the gap and make that difference. So Carson Siemens at the plate, first pitch, a chopper right back to Hernandez. Nice glove play, thought about going to third, will settle for the underhand toss at first for out number one. But Siemens does his job. He moves the runner from Miller to second to third, and he's just that much closer to giving the Salem Red Sox an early lead here in the bottom of the second. One away, we're still scoreless, 0-0 between the Fireflies and the Red Sox. I mean, it was a hot shot so quick to the glove of Hernandez that Miller was already taking off towards third, and there might have been an opportunity for Hernandez to make a throw over to Jaquez at third, but just settle for the force out. So Jose Garcia at the plate for the first time this week will send a foul ball down the right field side as it gets out of play into the seats. The Fireflies infield creeping in a little bit on the grass portion of the infield. We're standing pretty much in front of the base paths. And there's a grounder here from Garcia. Who knows if Miller gets the green light towards home, but the Fireflies are prepared. 0-1 pitch. It goes low and outside, and a good block by Hernandez to keep it in front of him. Make sure that the runner of Miller holds at third. Count goes to 1-1. So like I was saying, as Tyler Miller was ripped that double out to the right center gap, the Red Sox have a chance to be all alone in second place of the Carolina League North with a win today and a Carolina Mudcats loss. They're a game and a half back of the division leaders with the Lynchburg Hillcats. As they're playing right now, as the 1-1 pitch is swung on a miss for strike number two. But Lynchburg won a big series against Carolina this week. They grabbed their fourth win of the series last night, looking to go for a 5-1 week over the Mudcats. 1-2 pitch to Garcia, and this gets to the glove of Hernandez in the backstop, and Miller scores from third. The Red Sox take a 1-0 lead over the Fireflies in the bottom of the second after a pass ball, maybe even a wild pitch you can call it from Ben Hernandez, as it got through the glove of Omar Hernandez at the backstop. No play at the plate, and Salem up first in this ballgame. And for the Red Sox, striking first this series has not been a common theme, as the 2-2 to Garcia goes above the zone for ball three, which was a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. So a payoff pitch to Garcia on the way. Hernandez steps in and fires. It's a chopper to the left side of the infield. Two bounce to the backhand side of Vasquez, and the throw to Quintana's in time for the second out of the inning. So two away in the bottom of the second. It's Salem 1, Columbia 0. After Tyler Miller scoring on the wild pitch by Ben Hernandez to give the Red Sox an early lead on this Sunday afternoon. But looking at the schedule this year, it's very interesting how the Salem Red Sox are playing against some certain teams. It looks like the Mudcats have a pretty good team in this league as Balin takes the first pitch for strike number one. Darryl Balin, back in the lineup today, moves one spot up from the 9 to the 8. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Balin. He rips a liner right to the glove of Vasquez for the third out of the inning. He picked up his first hit of the season last night. He was looking for a second right there, but excellent play made from the Fireflies shortstop. But the Salem Red Sox have a lead. It's 1-0 after Tyler Miller's double, and then a little bit of small ball tactics bring him home to make it Salem 1, Columbia 0. We move to the third here on MILB.TV. Top of the third inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Salem Red Sox lead the Columbia Fireflies 1-0 in the series finale between these North and South teams. And now coming to the plate is Omar Florentillo for the first time today, showing bunt. He pulls back, but the pitch falls in the zone for strike number one. 9-1-2 due up for the Fireflies, so we'll see Rivertown and Daniel Vasquez as well in this top of the third. The 0-1 pitch, Florentino, big swing on the off-speed breaker from Hunter Dobbins, and the count goes to 0-2. The Fireflies' second baseman has a 118 batting average on the season, and the 0-2 pitch to Florentino is ripped down the right field side. It goes for a base hit. This has a chance for two as it's scooped up by Balin. The throw to second, not in time, as Paulino's tag came just a little bit too late as Florentino slides in for a leadoff double, and the Fireflies looking to respond after getting up a run in the bottom of the second. They start off big here in the third. So we flipped the lineup card. It's now time for Rivertown to come to the plate. And right before the Darryl Balin lineout to Daniel Vasquez in shortstop to end that second inning, let's talk about the schedule this year for the Salem Red Sox and why it's kind of a little weird as Rivertown swings on the first pitch, a grounder down the right field side as it goes for a foul ball. Two division rivals that will not meet the Salem Red Sox this season, the Carolina Mudcats and the Down East Ducks. From April to September, they will not see each other once. And the 0-1 pitch catches the upstairs edge of the zone for strike number two. And a quick 0-2 hole for Rivertown, who's 0-1 today. So, yeah, great Mudcats team. The Ducks have been hot as well, winning 7 of their last 10 coming into today. But they will not play the Red Sox this year. The 0-2 pitch goes upstairs for ball number one. But we will play every team from the South Division. And I think when the schedule was made at the beginning, we were still with that three-division setup of North, Central, and South. And then as the naming rights came back with the Carolina League, as the 1-2 pitch goes low and hops off Garcia, that gives a free pass for the base runner Florentino from second to third, and the count now runs 2-2 to Rivertown. But yeah, when the schedule was made, I thought we saw the three divisions. We're in the process, and then the name switches from Low A East back to the Carolina League. The MILB got the naming rights of the league again. And I think when the Carolina League name came back, they went back to a North-South division matchup. And it just so happened that two North Division teams will not be playing against Salem this year. 2-2 pitch to Town. And as we popped on up, might be playable for us here in the press box. But it goes over our head. And the count will stay at 2-2. The day may come, folks. We don't know if it's going to be today, next week, or the last game of the season, but I have a feeling a foul ball is going to come through this big opening here in the press box to the left side of home plate. 2-2 pitch to Town, and he will pop this up, not particularly deep, as Keir Meredith will come in to make. Oh, he dropped the baseball. And coming from third is Omar Florentino, and Rivertown's at first. Well, Meredith probably was so focused on making the catch and gunning it down to home plate to get the base runner of Omar Florentino that Meredith forgot the first step and he didn't make the catch. It appears that they're going to count it as a base hit here at the ballpark. So that single from Rivertown drives in the Fireflies' first run of the game. It's now Columbia 1, Salem 1. With nobody waiting the top of the third, Dobbins checking in on the runner Town at first, but the tag of by Jordan is just a little bit too slow. This Fireflies team winning 14 of their first 50 games this year. As they sit 22 games below 500 as the first pitch of the at-bat to Daniel Vasquez will be sent into the screen behind the plate. They sit last in the South Division. And doing some quick math, it believes that they've already been eliminated from contention for a first-half division title as Vasquez will pop up the 0-1 down the right field side, and that will get out of play as well into the seats, and the count goes to 0-2. But don't worry, on June 23rd, it all comes to an end, and the Fireflies can enjoy a brand-new start for the second half of the season. 0-2 pitches away to Vasquez as it's sent down the right field line. It drops for a base hit. It rolls all the way to the wall. Town at second. He gets the wave at third. The throw is in the Jordan. He makes a throw home, but Rivertown slides in safe. He scores all the way from first, and Daniel Vasquez has an RBI double to give the Fireflies a 2-1 lead over the Red Sox in the top of the third. Three straight base hits for the Fireflies, a Florentino double, a Town single, and now Vasquez double. And not only the Fireflies erase their 1-0 deficit, they now have a 2-1 lead over the Red Sox. Carter Jensen will come to the plate, but first, Nick Green will come out to the mound to talk with Dobbins and the catcher and Jose Garcia. So some offense in these last two half innings of play. See the Salem Red Sox down by one on this Sunday afternoon, top of the third inning. And nobody away just yet. So this might be the start of a big inning here for the Fireflies, as Benson with Jensen, who singled his last time up, steps to the batter's box. So Vasquez a little lead at second, Paulino hovering, and the first pitch of Jensen's down the left field line, but it will swoop foul into the Red Sox bullpen down in the left field corner. A lot of great action here in the Carolina League on Sunday. Some games have already come to a close today. Some 1 p.m. starts around the league. Some are still in action. And the 0-1 pitch goes low of the zone for ball number one to Carter Jensen. Some of these games have already gone final, including the Charleston River Dogs winning a nail-biter over the Downeast Ducks. A 4-3 win gives the River Dogs now a 34-17 record, and the 1-1 goes above the letters for ball number two. With that loss, the Ducks dropped to 3 games below 500, and Downeast now sits at 24-27. With their 24-26 record coming into today's game, they were only 4.5 games back of the Hillcats for the top spot in the North Division. And the 2-1 pitch goes outside, and a hitter's pitch coming up for Carter Jensen with 3 balls and 1 strike. Another game, Kannapolis taking down Augusta 5-3. Cannonballers pick up their 20th win of the season. They are now 20-31. Augusta's 3-game winning streak is snapped as they drop to 27-24. And the 3-1 pitch just catch the upstairs part of the zone to Jensen. And he thought that was ball four. Starting taking a walk down towards first. But Charlie Willen made the call. Some disgruntled moans from the first base dugout, which is occupied by the Fireflies. 3-2 pitch to Jensen, and a swing and a miss, and he goes down for the first out of the third. It's also the first punch out of the day for Hunter Dobbins, and the base runner of Vasquez still at second. One to keep our eyes out on is Fayetteville takes down Fredericksburg by the score of 6-5. Definitely not the greatest week for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Down in Fayetteville, they dropped to 25-25 on the year. As the first pitch goes into the cleanup batter of Guillermo Quintana, and he holds on a pitch that goes in the zone for strike number one. That means 3 straight losses for the Fredericksburg Nationals. They lose the series to the Woodpeckers. And now an 0-1 pitch misses the zone for ball number one. So 1-1 count. And with that win, the Woodpeckers go to 23-28 on the season. So an even count with one away as Columbia leads 2-1 over Salem. Dobbins a long look at the base runner and then fires a fastball inside that misses for ball number two. Some other games that are in action. Delmarva trying to get 3 more outs to take down the Myrtle Beach Pelicans as they lead 9-5. That's the continuation of the game that was suspended on Friday night as a big swing from Quintana and he misses for strike number two. That was a little bit more control in the fastball from Dobbins. The 1-1 went inside. That one a little above the zone, but Quintana was still able to bite the bait. 2-2 pitch. Dobbins does a double take at Vasquez and fires away. Hot shot down the third baseline, goes foul, and will repeat the 2-2 count. Runners on second and third for the Pelicans with nobody away. So the tying run is still on deck as Delmarva tries to pick up a win. They'll play game two following the conclusion of that action. And that will most likely be a seven-inning ball game between those two teams that represent the Birds, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and the Delmarva Shorebirds. 2-2 pitch, and Quintana, two bouncer over to Paulino at short, and now he's got the runner in a pickle. Vasquez trying to find a way through. Throw back to Bonassi. The tag is made. Throw back to second. The tag by Miller in time. What a double play. They got the base runner of Daniel Vasquez stuck between second and third. Bonassi put down the tag. And a smart play from Miller, who was at third, went all the way to second and threw down the tag on the sliding play by Quintana. I don't know how you're going to count that one, folks. It was all back and forth. But just keep this in mind, a double play for the Red Sox, get them out of the top of the third, but the Fireflies now with a one-run lead as they lead 2-1 over the Salem Red Sox. A new pitcher coming out of the bullpen for Columbia. We'll get you that name and information when we come back on MILB.TV. Bottom of the third inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 9-1-2 is due up for the Salem Red Sox, and Keir Meredith will get his first at-bat of the game, and then we'll see Edison Paulino and Brainer Bonassi come to the plate. First pitch by Wander Aries out of the bullpen goes up and away off the glove of Hernandez behind the plates, and that brings the count to 1-0. So the day goes to an end for Ben Hernandez. One more inning pitched on Sunday than he did on Monday. And Meredith, a slow roller down the first baseline, bounces foul. And the count's even at 1-1. Hernandez, with the two innings that he pitched, he gave up two hits, one earned run, did not walk anybody, and did strike out one in the process. So now the 1-1 pitch to Meredith, and that one goes just outside for ball number two. Columbia leads Salem 2-1 here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And now 2-1 pitch to Meredith is popped up down the third base side. But this will get out of play and land into the lower seats for strike number two. So a pair of foul balls has Keir Meredith at a 2-2 count. Aries looking for his first out of the game. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Meredith. Check swing upstairs. Did he go? And they say he did. Jalen Goodman down at the first base side, right on that right field line, says that Keir Meredith went through on a check swing on a 2-2 pitch upstairs, and the strikeout for Wander Aries gets this third inning underway, and we flip that lineup card back to Edison Paulino, who looks to try to get on base for the first time today. So here's the first pitch from Aries. Paulino showing bunt, but then he pulls back on a pitch that goes off the glove of Hernandez. That was a tough play for Keir Meredith, but I have to think, you know, it's a tough view for Jalen Goodman down at first for a left-handed batter. You don't really get to see the full angle of a left-handed batter swing if he goes or not, as the 1-0 pitch misses low and away for ball number two. But it was a 2-2 count. It was a pitch upstairs. Meredith thought he held back. Well, that's why you always appeal if you're a catcher. It doesn't hurt you to try, and in that case, it got the first out of the inning. The 2-0 pitch is right down the middle for strike number one of the fastball by Aries. He pitched a great deal for this Columbia side on Monday. 5 innings of work out of the bullpen, and he fires a 2-1 that just catches the outside edge of the plate for strike number 2. So even count to Paulino, who popped up to Pena in his first at-bat, and the 2-2's low for ball 3. Good block by Hernandez. Well, no need to worry with the base paths being clear. Fireflies 2, Red Sox 1. Salem looking to tie their longest win streak of the season, which currently stands at 6. 3-2 pitch right down the middle for the strike 3 call. Paulino started the windup to toss the barrel towards the plate, but Charlie Welling says that he got him looking for the strike number 3. Strikeout number 2 of the day for Aries, and there's 2 away here in the bottom of the third. So Aries comes in to start pitching for this Columbia side and hasn't skipped a beat just yet. And we'll see what he's able to do against Bringer Bonassi as the first pitch goes low and away for ball number 1. Third straight left-handed batter that Aries is facing. A 1-0 pitch to Bonassi low and inside for ball number 2. And it doesn't get much easier with Marcelo Meyer on deck. And maybe he will come to the plate for this inning. If Bonassi is able to reach safely. He's got a nice lead in the at-bat, 2-0, and he swings and foul tips the 2-0 pitch straight down for strike number 1. We didn't finish up getting to all the Carolina League scoring update, as now the time run is on the plate for Myrtle Beach in their game, as it's 9-6, and Bonassi drives the 2-1 deep down the left field line, but out of play to make the count go 2-2. 9-6, Delmarva leads Myrtle Beach in that one. And the other game that's happening outside of ours is Carolina and Lynchburg. Top of the fourth, Mudcats lead the Hillcats 2-1. Pitch to Bonassi, chopper down the right side. The infield, it gets through for a base hit. A two-out single for Bringer Bonassi has his first on-base appearance of the day. And Marcelo Meyer will come to the plate with two outs in the bottom of the third. Well, really no promotion of the day here at Sam Memorial Ballpark today, but it was a really cool experience for some of the fans that came early to the ballpark. All the players signing autographs today. It was poster day. They got the whole team roster, you know, sitting in front of that left field wall as Marcelo Meyer swings and misses for strike number 1. And then they were all lined up. They had name tags and everything going like alphabetical order all the way down. We've gotten every single signature by a Salem Red Sox player today, which is really a cool experience for the fans here at the ballpark. 0-1 pitch, and Meyer will swing and miss again. Back-to-back off-speeds that Meyer has swung on, but he's missed both of them. Now he's deep in the count, 0-2. Bonassi on at first base after a two-out single. And a check over back at first. Bonassi slides in safe before any tag was made by Quintana. Columbia leads 2-1 over Salem as the Red Sox looking to try to erase that one-run deficit. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Meyer, and he swings and misses for strike number 3. 3 straight off-speeds from Wander Aries, and that's his third strikeout of the day. He does give up a hit in the inning, but the other way is to get the job done. 3 strikeouts to get us to the fourth. It's the Fireflies 2. It's the Red Sox 1. There's going to be a new pitcher coming into the game for the Salem Red Sox. It appears to be Juan Encarnacion. We'll confirm that and get you the information when we come back for the fourth inning of play as the Fireflies lead by 1 on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Fireflies lead the Red Sox by the score of 2-1. It is 5-6-7 due up here for the top of the fourth for the Columbia Fireflies. Juan Encarnacion now on the mound for the Salem Red Sox. His first pitch goes outside for ball number one. Now, Encarnacion was originally scheduled to get the start today for the Salem Red Sox. Five-man rotation. He pitched on Monday, six-game series. You expect him to pitch today. But Hunter Dobbins, coming straight off that injury, gets the start. The 1-0 pitch is sent out towards left field, and Keir Meredith makes the grab for out number one. And after Meredith had that blunder to forget in the top of the third, he starts off this inning fresh and brand new with a great pop-up grab to get us through one here in the fourth. So this will bring up Eric Pena, who walked his last time up in the second. The only batter that Hunter Dobbins walked in the first pitch to Pena goes upstairs for ball number one. Encarnacion has now a winning record this season. It's a 4-3 mark and a 4.20 ERA. 1-0 pitch, and it catches the outside edge for strike number one. So a very nice ERA for Juan Encarnacion. It's now his 10th appearance this season for Salem. It is actually his first out of the bullpen for the Red Sox on the year. 1-1 pitch, and Pena fouls that straight back into the screen for strike number two. Looking at some more of those stats about Encarnacion, he's got 42/3 innings of work in the past, allowing 39 hits, 19 earned runs, walking 12, striking out 46. 1-2 pitch, and Pena stays around in the at-bat by fouling off the pitch into the netting behind the plate. Opponent's batting average this season, a 250 mark. So not too high for Encarnacion, but we'll love to take that down a bit. 1-2 goes outside, and the count's even at 2-2 with one away here in the top of the fourth. Columbia 2, Salem 1. In this series finale between these two sides, Fireflies actually ended up a 12-game road trip out here in Southwest Virginia. Pena swings on the 2-2, and he misses for strike number three, and Encarnacion has his first punch out of the night. Two up, two down for Salem, and Omar Hernandez comes to the plate. Well, some games this week have been very quiet offensively, but right now the offense is somewhat booming. Seven combined hits through the first three innings of play. And Encarnacion fires the first pitch upstairs for ball number one. I know, not really that big, right? Four hits for the Fireflies, three for the Red Sox. But compared to some games this week, folks, that is a lot what we've seen through the first three. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Encarnacion, and it might have hit the handle area of Hernandez's bat as he pops up and lands in the concourse. Almost hanging around the picnic table. So fans looked up. They had to duck a little bit, but they come away with a souvenir. 1-1 pitch from Encarnacion, and it's in the zone for strike number two. That was a 93-mile-per-hour heater from Encarnacion, who has really turned it around for Salem. At one point had a 1-3 record, and in his starts, he's been able to really shut down some offenses. 1-2 pitch, and Hernandez fouls it off into the netting and will redo the 1-2 count. Columbia's catcher with a 206 batting average on the year. Six RBIs. Has not gone long yet on 2022. 1-2 pitch to Hernandez. It's away. It's a hard chopper down the third baseline. Just fouled the bag. Inches away from being an extra base hit for Omar Hernandez, but the Red Sox can take a sigh of relief as the ball just bounced a little bit left of that third baseline. So number 1-2 for Columbia has another 1-2 pitch. Encarnacion fires, and it goes above the letters for ball number two. So a Roman deuces wild for Omar Hernandez. Base paths clear for the Fireflies in the top of the fourth. Encarnacion steps in, goes with the off-speed. Hernandez foul tips it into the glove of Jose Garcia for the strike three call. Hey, Juan Encarnacion just retired the side, but the Salem Red Sox still trail 2-1 as Wander Aries comes out for the fourth inning for the Columbia Fireflies. Can the Salem Red Sox cut this one-run deficit, We'll find out as the middle of the order is due up with Blaze Jordan, Tyler Miller, and Carson Siemus. That's all next here on MILB.TV. It's the bottom of the fourth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Fireflies lead the Red Sox 2-1 with Blaze Jordan coming to the plate. And Wander Arias, after picking up three punch-outs in the bottom of the third, comes out for a second inning of work. So righty versus righty matchup to get the inning going as Jordan swings on off-speed and misses for the strike one call. He did go down swinging back in the first. That ended the bottom of the first inning for the Salem Red Sox. 0-1 pitch, and Arias goes to an off-speed that misses low and away for ball number one. Arias has a 2-4 record on the season for the Fireflies with a 5.30 ERA. 1-1 pitch to Jordan, and he slaps this back into the screen for strike number two. His 10th appearance of the season, and if you add them up, they have 6 appearances from the bullpen, 4 starts for Arias. 1-2 pitch to Jordan. 2-bounce chopper to the left side. It gets through for a base hit. Blaze Jordan with the leadoff single for the Salem Red Sox. And the tying run is aboard. And Blaze Jordan with Tyler Miller coming to the plate. Miller started off this day with a double back in the second. Eventually came around to score, which has been the only run that the Salem Red Sox have had in today's action. So Jordan with a little lead at first base. See how aggressive he gets on the base pass as Miller's first pitch is swung on and missed for strike number one. A little bit more about Arias' performance. 35 2/3 innings pitch coming into today. 39 hits allowed, 21 earned runs allowed, walking 18 batters and striking out 36. The 0-1 pitch to Miller spiked in front of home. Delayed steal by Jordan to throw down to the base. Well in time. What a throw from Hernandez, and Blaze Jordan may have gotten an advantage because of the drop ball by the catcher, but still a solid throw from Hernandez down to Vasquez at second, is able to assess the tag. Jordan cannot avoid it, even with the slying effort, and one away in the bottom of the fourth. 1-1 pitch to Miller, and the pitch goes inside for ball number two. So the leadoff single of Blaze Jordan is, and the possible tying run is wiped away as the 2-1 pitch goes above the zone again for ball number three. This season, opponents have hit .279 against Wander Arias. That was the first base hit of the day for a Salem Red Sox batter against Arias was the single by Jordan. Now the 3-1 pitch catches the bottom outside corner, and that's a strike two call, and the count will run full for Tyler Miller. Carson Siemus on deck for Salem. He will get an at-bat in this fourth inning. But first, a 3-2 pitch to Miller, and this is fouled off his right foot. It rolled back into fair play, but Charlie Welling calling a dead ball, and it's another payoff count coming up between Wander Arias and Tyler Miller. Columbia leads 2-1 over Salem in the bottom of the fourth, a one-run bottom of the second by Salem, and a two-run top of the third by the Fireflies. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Arias steps in and fires low and inside. And Tyler Miller gets a free pass to first. He walks on about 7 to 8 pitches. But with one out on the board, the Salem Red Sox have a base runner once again. Carson Simas grounded out to Ben Hernandez his first time up, so an 0-1 start to the day for Carson Simas. 186 hitter on the year for Salem. Aries steps in, fires the first pitch, and Simas swings and misses for strike number one. The Red Sox this season are the only team in the Carolina League that boasts a winning record but a negative run differential. They sit 27-23 on the year with a negative 12 run differential as Simas fouls off the 0-1 pitch and a slow roller gets behind the plate. And when you point to that, the first thing that pretty much jumps out to you is, well, that looks like a team that has some poor pitching. But this week, Salem's pitching has looked a little bit more locked in. We talked to Nathan Hickey last night, Blue Eagle Credit Union player of the game. How about how the pitching was finding its groove? And the 0-2 pitch by Simas is fouled down the right field line, right off the 301 sign. A little bit of a red board saying where exactly section you're in. It landed right on the 301. That is pretty impressive accuracy from Carson Simas. Although I don't think he was aiming for that. It's still a pretty cool result. 0-2 pitch. Aries fires away to Simas and just above the zone. And the count will go to 1-2. But if the pitching can stay the way it has these last five games, this will be a great ball club, especially with the offense that the Red Sox have shown this week. 1-2 pitch. Seem a slow roller down the third baseline, but it will go foul. After another foul ball, we'll have yet another 1-2 pitch coming up for Carson Simas. Fireflies lead the Red Sox 2-1. Now the Fireflies, the league worst run differential of a negative 127. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Simas upstairs, and the count now runs even at 2-2. Great patience from Carson Simas. As we hit 6 p.m. here at the ballpark, some shadows starting to come down that first baseline, just pretty much the flags and the light bulbs that are giving the field some shade for the time being. 2-2 pitch, Simas, foul ball down the third baseline. Yet another chopper off the bat of Simas, but the count will stay even at 2-2. Tyler Miller on first base for the Salem Red Sox after walking on a full count pitch. A little bit of protection of Quintana on at first, but Aries has not really checked in on Miller. All focus on the batter, and Simas drives a 2-2 pitch out towards deep left field. Collins moving back, and it lands off the warning track. It comes off the wall. Collins throws it into the cutoff man. Miller gets the green light home, and he scores, and we're tied up at 2 apiece. It's the Columbia Fireflies 2. It's the Salem Red Sox 2, and it's an RBI double for Carson Simas with one out in the bottom of the fourth. Well, that is as great of an at-bat you can find in today's action. Carson Simas just locked in at the plate, trying to find a perfect pitch to send it towards the outfield and help move the base runner of Tyler Miller. And now we see Tody Pena Jr. coming out of the dugout. And it hasn't indicated yet if he's going to get the ball from Wander Aries. He has called the infield in to surround the pitcher. I believe it. Aries still has the ball in hand. And that's exactly what's going to happen. No call to the bullpen, but the manager of Tony Pena Jr. did come out to talk with Wander Aries with one out in the bottom of the fourth. Fifth base hit of the day for the Salem Red Sox was that Carson Simas double. And that is the third extra base hit on the afternoon for Salem. A double by Meyer in the first, a double by Miller in the second, and now a double by Simas here in the fourth. Jose Garcia at the plate with one out. First pitch he sees, he bloops this up towards the left center field. And moving back is a shortstop, Vasquez, who calls everyone off and makes the catch out in shallow left center for out number two. So a one-pitch at-bat comes to an end. And with that, it's the first retired Salem Red Sox batter of the inning. As there are two away here in the bottom of the fourth, Blaze Jordan caught stealing after his leadoff single, followed by Miller getting on with the walk, and then Seamus hitting a deep out towards left center field. Was able to drive in Tyler Miller all the way from first with one out. So Darryl Bailyn at the plate hit a ripper right out to Vasquez that ended off the second inning. He's got the base runner Seamus at second. The first pitch to Bailyn goes outside for ball number one. No one really covering the bag at second base, which might be a little cause concern for Columbia, especially since Carson Seamus is on the base. But middle infielder is playing a little bit back. Now the second baseman Florentino comes in to hover just a little bit. But Seamus has a huge lead at second. 1-0 pitch. Bailyn drives his opposite field. Moving back is Rivertown. He looks up and it's gone. A two-run blast for Darryl Bailyn. It's his second hit of the season. This drives in his first two runs of the year. It's Salem 4, it's Columbia 2. And the number 8 hitter in the order gives the Red Sox their first lead since the bottom of the second. That opposite field blast almost hit the big Budweiser bottle out on that right field light pole. But it went right over the White Claw hard seltzer sign here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And it's now a three-run bottom of the fourth for the Red Sox as Keir Meredith takes the first pitch for strike number one. Well, Bailyn may have snapped out of his slump after last night's double as the 0-1 pitch goes inside and misses the zone for ball number one. 1-1 pitch to Meredith. This is a two-bounce chopper over the way to Florentino, and the throw is over to Quintana in time for out number three. So the Salem Red Sox use a big bottom of the fourth inning as they pick up three runs to grab a 4-2 lead over the Columbia Fireflies. We're heading into the fifth. The Red Sox have a two-run edge. Can they hold on to it, or can the Fireflies come from behind yet again for the second time today? We'll find out. That's next. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. It's the top of the fifth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and Ruben Jaquez will lead things off with the Columbia Fireflies as he takes the first pitch that finds the zone for strike number one. 8-9-1 duo for the Fireflies with Jaquez, Florentino, and Town all the bat here in the fifth. The 0-1 pitch slapped right back up the middle. It's gloved by the catch pitcher of Juan Encarnacion, and he jogs down to first and tosses it to Jordan in time for out number one. Well, Encarnacion has stepped in after the bullpen, after coming in for the starting pitcher of Hunter Dobbins, and has retired four straight batters, including punching out Eric Pena and Omar Hernandez to finish off the fourth. Now he faces against Florentino, and the first pitch he sows bunt. He pulls back, but the strike call is still made by Charlie Wellen. Florentino's 1-of-1 today. He got a double in the third inning in the leadoff spot. Then she came around to score later in the inning. And now the 0-1 pitch will go low for ball number one. And remember, the way he scored was a Rivertown pop-up to left field. Keir Meredith coming in on the baseball. And he dropped it, which was able to score Florentino from third base. 1-1 pitch, and Florentino fouls it off as it takes a hop into the screen behind the plate. And the count now runs at 1-2. Fireflies lead was erased in the bottom of the fourth. It's now Red Sox 4, it's Fireflies 2. And now a 1-2 count with one away. And Encarnacion steps through, and this is popped up. Red hot shot. I think it hit off the video production team right next door. I don't know if you guys heard that one as well on the microphone, but that one took a loud bang off the window just to our right. So we have another 1-2 pitch on the way, and this hops in front of home plate. And a pretty good block by Garcia, but base paths being clear is no issue for the Salem catcher, and the count's 2-2. So even count with one away, and Encarnacion, a million-mile stare towards home as he steps in and fires, and this one just misses low, and the count's now 3-2. So great patience by Omar Florentino, staying locked in and making sure he doesn't bite the bait as he tries to get a second on-base appearance of the day. Here comes the 3-2 pitch, and Encarnacion steps in, and it gets Florentino looking for the strike three call. The third punch out on this Sunday for Encarnacion. Two up, two down here in the top of the fifth. And we flip the lineup card. It is Rivertown who now will come to the plate for the Fireflies. He's retired back-to-back left-handed batters. He has another one here with Rivertown. And the first pitch goes outside for ball number one. Jaquez and Florentino, both switch hitters, took the left-handed batter's box against the righty of Encarnacion. 1-0 pitch, Rivertown, and that one's low and inside for ball two. So good start to the at-bat for Town, who is 1-2 today. Picked up that single in the third, which did not go against Meredith as an error. The pop-up just never touched the glove of the Salem left fielder. 2-0 pitch, and Town straight back into the screen, and the count's 2-1. And since I guess it didn't touch any part of his body or any part of the glove, it counted as a single. And Rivertown has been an everyday guy this week for the Fireflies. He has been in the leadoff spot all six games. 2-1 pitch to Rivertown down the middle, and he gets the strike two call as he watched it go the whole way. A 91-mile-per-hour fastball makes the count even of 2-2. Well, Encarnacion looks to try to get another 1-2-3 inning underneath his belt. Here's the 2-2 pitch. He steps away and fires, and Town fouls this right back to the on-deck circle where Daniel Vasquez picks it up, lifts his hand up, sees if anyone wants the ball, and then just tosses it right into the Fireflies' dugout. Really hope no one raised their hand, and Vasquez was toying with them there in the on-deck circle, but they'll get their chance. 2-2 pitch to Rivertown, and it goes low and inside for ball three. Another full count coming up. Five straight retired batters for Encarnacion, who came in to start the fourth inning for Salem. He steps into the payoff pitch, fires away. Town two-bounce chopper to Jordan's backhand side. He'll hold off Encarnacion and do the work himself as he tags first base with the left foot for out number three. So the second time today that Juan Encarnacion has retired the side. And through 4.5 innings of play, the Salem Red Sox lead the Columbian Fireflies 4-2 here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It'll be 9-1-2 top of the order due up for the Salem Red Sox when we get back here on MILB.TV. First pitch in the bottom of the fifth inning from Wander Aries, and it goes down the middle for strike number one. After giving up three runs in the bottom of the fourth, Aries coming out for another inning of work as the 0-1 goes low and outside for ball number two. No, ball number one. It was pitch number two, but it was ball number one, so it's not an even count. 1-1. Edison Paulino leading things off today. He is 0-2, and he swings through on the 1-1 pitch and misses for strike number two. Brainerd Bonassi and Marcelo Meyer both getting to the plate as Paulino swings and misses on the 1-2 pitch, and he goes down for the second time today for out number one here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The day goes to 0-3 for Paulino. After popping up in the first, went down swinging in the third, and goes down to the same results here in the fifth. So Brainerd Bonassi, who singled off of Aries his last time up, takes the first pitch for strike number one. 1-2 day for the number two hitter in the Salem Red Sox order. 0-1 pitch to Bonassi. That catches the lower half of the zone, and the count is now 0-2. So Bonassi in a little bit of a hole to start off his third at-bat of the day. And then the 0-2 pitch just misses outside. Aries was starting his strikeout walk. I remember a pitcher gets a strikeout. They usually take a little bit of a circle around the mound and get back up on the mound afterwards. He was already one step ahead looking at it, thinking that Willen was going to get the strike three call, but it never came. So now a 1-2 pitch by Aries, and this is sent opposite field from Bonassi. It's going deep, but Collins gets there in stride for out number two. Second pop-up to the outfield today for Bonassi. That catches an outfielder's glove. It did so to Pena in the first. It does to Collins here in the fifth. So Marcelo Meyer, who is 1-2 on this afternoon, will step into the batter's box. Doubled in the first inning, but struck out swinging in the third. First pitch to Meyer, and it goes low for ball number one. Marcelo Meyer batting at 330 on the year on the 1-0 pitch, high and inside for ball number two. Remember last time out, Marcelo Meyer did not see one fastball. It was three straight off speeds by Aries, and Meyer swung at each and every one of them. In the first two pitches he gets in this at-bat, hasn't swung it just yet. He doesn't do so in the 2-0 either, and it goes upstairs and out for ball number three. So Meyer in a pretty safe spot of a 3-0 pitch, and he will hold on a fastball in 91 that just catches the inside edge of the zone for strike number one. Hitter's pitch for the number three batter in the Salem Red Sox order. Aries fires in, Meyer will watch it, and it misses inside for ball four. So Marcelo Meyer will get a two-out walk, which is his second on-base appearance of the day for the Salem Red Sox, and that will bring up Blaze Jordan, who was 1-2 as well today. After striking out swinging in the first, he led off in the fourth and recorded a single before getting off the base paths after being caught stealing, which was the first out of that three-run fourth inning by Salem. First pitch he sees, he rips it back up the middle for another base hit. It is a single. Meyer stops at second, and now runners on first and second with two away, and Tyler Miller will come out with a runner in scoring position. So Jordan improves to 2-3 on the day. The seventh base hit for the Salem Red Sox as they lead this one 4-2. Omar Hernandez giving some call-outs to the infielders of the Fireflies and will now get behind the dish with two outs. So a good start to the inning for Wander Aries. You get two up and two down. I believe Aries requesting some time. He gets it. So we haven't seen the first pitch just yet, but he steps back on the rubber and fires away, and it misses outside for ball number one. Well, Salem in their last bottom half inning added three runs. It was capped off by the Darryl Balin two-run blast. Miller swings on the 1-0. And this is a slow rolling grounder that goes foul down the first base side. One ball and one strike. Meyer at second base. Jordan at first. Meyer got a walk. Jordan just grabbed a single. Both the two outs on the board. 1-1 pitch, and Miller will pop this up to the left side. Won't go very deep as Vasquez out in shallow left field calls everyone off and makes a grab for the inning's third out. So although the Red Sox had a little bit of offense to end off the bottom half of the fifth inning, they are unable to bring across any runs in the action. So we're going to stay at a 4-2 Salem Red Sox lead as we head to the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It appears that we're going to have a new pitcher coming out of the left field bullpen for the Salem Red Sox. We'll get you that name and more when we come back here to Salem, Virginia. It's Red Sox 4. It's Fireflies 2 on MILB.TV. It's the top of the sixth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and it's a Red Sox 4-2 lead over the Fireflies. Miguel Suero checks into the game for the Red Sox and delivers a first pitch strike on the way to Daniel Vasquez to make the count 0-1. It's 2-3-4 due up for the Fireflies, so Daniel Vasquez, Carter Jensen, and Guillermo Quintana. The 0-1 pitch gets into the zone for the count to become 0-2. And Suero is the third pitcher seen today by the Red Sox, which will end Juan Encarnacion's outing as the 0-2 pitch misses low for ball number one. And a good effort from Encarnacion, who got two good innings of work, and the 1-2 pitch misses just above the zone for ball number two. Taking a look at the day that Encarnacion had, it was perfect, folks. Two innings of work with no hits, no runs allowed, and Vasquez will just reach out and lift this out towards center. Simas with a sliding attempt, and now Vasquez is thinking two, and the throw never got into the glove of Paulino, and a stand-up leadoff double for Daniel Vasquez. That's his second double of the game, and this one comes at a big time as it brings the tying run for the Fireflies up to the plate. Well, odd placement out there in right center field as it fell in front of Carson Simas. He made a diving attempt towards it, but I never thought he had a realistic shot of even making the catch. And then as it rolled out, there was a little miscommunication between Simas and Balin, and for a moment, Vasquez took such a big turnaround first, I think he just thought to himself, might as well go to second, see what can happen. And Jensen now takes the first pitch upstairs for ball number one. So now a 2-3 day for Daniel Vasquez. And a start that you want if you're Columbia, with putting a runner in scoring position with nobody away. Here comes the 1-0 pitch from Suero, and Jensen will lift this up but gets out of play down the third base side. That will bring the count to 1-1. Three strikeouts for Encarnacion, which brings his ratio past that 4-1 mark. 49 strikeouts, 12 walks. Great control by number 17 of the Salem Red Sox. An even count of one ball and one strike. Jensen will watch it go in the zone for strike number two. And now the count goes one ball and two strikes. actually Miguel Suero this season, wearing number 22 for Salem, has pitched pretty well, a 2-1 record on the year, as the 1-2 pitch by Jensen is fouled off into the netting. A win-loss record of 2-1, an ERA of a 6.65. It's his 15th appearance of the season. He does have a save for the Salem Red Sox, a pickoff attempt back at second as Paulino covered, but the slide by Vasquez got underneath the tag in time, and the runner remains safe. A little bit more about Miguel Suero, the 23 innings of work, 28 hits allowed, 17 earned runs allowed, walking 10 batters, striking out 20. Opponents hit 301 against Suero. The 1-2 pitch goes above the letters for ball number two. And now the count is 2-2. Nobody way in the top of the six. It's Salem 4, Columbia 2. Red Sox trying to go for the sweep. 2-2 pitch, and Jensen will once again watch a fastball that gets upstairs for ball three. So a full count for Carter Jensen. Guillermo Quintana standing in the on-deck circle for the Fireflies. And now Miguel Suero requests for some time to tie his right shoe. Now another stare into Jensen. Takes a quick look at the runner of Vasquez. And now Jensen rips this down the left field line. Had some great power behind it, but it goes well foul and will stay at 3-2. Red Sox have been supposedly red hot at home. 7 straight wins here at Carilion Clinic Field. And here's the 3-2 pitch. And that misses low for ball four. And on the full count, Carter Jensen will walk down to first. And now it's a second on-base appearance today for Jensen. Luke Mons comes sprinting out of the dugout, the third base side. And that never truly means that Mons is going to pull the pitcher. It's just going to go up there, say a quick word or two, and then hustle on back to the dugout. But a mound visit here from Luke Mons to kind of control his pitcher a bit after letting the first two batters of the inning get on base safely in a 4-2 ball game. So Quintana is 0-2 today. He grounded out in the first inning out towards Edison Paulino, which was a ridiculous defensive play made from the Salem shortstop. And then in the third, his ground ball actually got the runner of Vasquez in a pickle. They made the tag on Vasquez, threw it towards second where Quintana was trying to slide in safe, but he got tagged out for the double play. First pitch, Quintana hard ripped down the third base line, just goes foul. And the count goes 0-1 to start, but a few feet away from making this much more interesting of a situation, possibly scoring Vasquez from second. So the Red Sox still looking for their first down, the top of the six. As Suero looks in, steps and fires, and delivers a breaking ball that catches the zone for strike number two. There's the off-speed by Suero. Was that change-up that started high, dropped in just at the right time, and it locked up the batter, Quintana. 0-2 pitch, and this will be popped up towards center field. Nothing too deep, though, as Simas comes in. And both runners will not tag. So Vasquez holds at second. Jensen holds at first. And the Red Sox grab the first out of the inning against the cleanup hitter of Quintana. So the Columbia left fielder, Darryl Collins, who has led off both innings that he has come to the plate, which was the second and the fourth, has an 0-2 day. But he has runners on first and second base. Vasquez at second. Jensen at first. And the first pitch to Collins is in the zone for strike number one. Columbia picked up both of their runs in the top of the third inning. But they still trail this ball game by the score of 4-2. 0-1 pitch, and Collins will hold on a pitch upstairs for ball one. Well, the Fireflies haven't really been behind the Red Sox offense hitting pace, but I would say the situational hitting from the Red Sox this series has been much greater than the Fireflies. The 1-1 pitch goes outside as Collins did not fully commit on the check swing, And it was a good thing that he didn't for the Firefly's sake, because it would have been a 1-2 count, but instead it's a 2-1. Suero steps in and fires, and Collins pops his up. Red hot shot to the suite area just beneath us at the press box. But Suero will take it, because it's the same result as a strike, as it brings the count to 2-2. Big pitch for Miguel Suero. Number 22 of the Red Sox firing a 2-2 pitch. And it gets him looking on the outside half for strike number 3. Miguel Suero has his first punch out of the day. And it's a big one to bring two out to the board in the top of the 6. And Collins, who has been strong all week for the Fireflies, now drops to 0-3 of the day. And Eric Pena, who is 0-1, last chance here for the Fireflies to pay off due to the hot start to the inning. And Suero fires a 92-mile-per-hour fastball in the zone for strike 1. The 0-1 count, Vasquez with that leadoff double has not left that base just yet. And now Pena swings on an 0-2 pitch that went low. 0-1 pitch that went low. It gets fouled off towards the backstop, and that brings the count to 0-2. Lovely night in Salem, Virginia. Blue skies, some clouds in the area, but a perfect night for baseball. It was almost a perfect week outside of Thursday's rain game. We've had 5 wonderful days. 0-2 pitch by Suero. Did Collins go in the check swing? They say no. And that's not even Collins at the plate. It's Eric Pena, but he did not go. And the count goes to 1-2. Pena went down swinging in the 4th. And now here's the 1-2 pitch. Pena will bloop this down the left field side. Is it playable for Meredith or Miller? It is not. It jumps out of play into the hill down the left field side. Little grassy area in between the standing room area by the Salem Red Sox dugout and the Salem Red Sox bullpen. Gives a little separation from the bullpen action to the fans sitting down that third base side. But with that pop-up, it keeps the count at 1-2. Suero fires away, and Pena goes down looking. Back-to-back punch-outs by Miguel Suero gets him out of the inning. It was a scary start with a Daniel Vasquez double and a Carter Jensen walk, but 3 straight batters retire from Miguel Suero. Keeps it at a Salem Red Sox 4-2 lead over the Columbia Fireflies. Bottom of the 6th inning is up next. We'll have 6, 7, 8 due up for the Salem Red Sox. That's next on MILB.TV. New inning, same pitcher for the Columbia Fireflies as Wander Aries comes back out. First pitch that Carson Cima sees, a grounder to the left side. Backhand play not successful from Vasquez and never made a throw over to first base in time as Carson Cima arrives safely and the leadoff batter is on. That will be an E6 against Vasquez. Second straight on-base appearance for Seamus, and a good leadoff job by the number six man in the order. We drop to Jose Garcia now, who is 0-2 today. A ground out in the second, a pop-up in the fourth. Pickoff attempt back at first, almost in time to get the sliding Seamus, but Quintana's tag was just a little bit too late. Jalen Goodman standing to the left of the pitcher's mound, if you were able to look at it from center field. First pitch on the way to Garcia, low and inside. And the count goes to 1-0. Have an update for you on that Myrtle Beach Delmarva game. The Shorebirds are able to hold off the Pelicans due to their late come-from-behind effort as Delmarva wins 9-8 over Myrtle Beach. The 1-0 pitch to Garcia goes low and outside, and that makes it 2-0. Mention how the Pelicans were a little bit in business. They were slowly creeping back, but the Shorebirds just had enough margin between themselves and the Pelicans to grab their second win in a row against Myrtle Beach. 2-0 pitch, Garcia, a hard chopper down the third baseline, goes foul, and the count goes to 2-1. Meanwhile, the Carolina Mudcats and the Lynchburg Hillcats are in the bottom of the seventh inning. They are tied up at 3 apiece. Something to keep our eyes out for. If Carolina goes on to win that game, then the Salem Red Sox can move within a half game of the Lynchburg Hillcats before the next series against the Charleston River Dogs. 2-1 pitch, the runners a go. Swing and a miss for count strike number two. But Seamus' head first slide is in safe. And Seamus moves in the scoring position. It's another stolen base for number 16 of the Salem Red Sox. And that now makes it a 2-2 count for Garcia, but moves the runner into scoring position. For Carson Seamus, that is stolen base number 7 of the season. 2-2 pitch to Garcia. Another chopper that goes foul down the left field line. We'll also get to see Darryl Balin this half inning. He bats 8th in the order. Hit a 2-run blast back in the 4th. That has given the Salem Red Sox this 4-2 lead. Even count of 2-2. Harry steps in and fires, and it's low, and Garcia just watches it as it spikes behind the home plate. And a good block made by Omar Hernandez behind the dish to keep the ball in front of him. But the count now goes to 3-2. So a big test for the Salem Red Sox side in next week's series against the Charleston River Dogs. One of the better teams in the Carolina League. 3-2 pitch to Garcia. He skies this up. It's sort of heading our way here, and it lands pretty much just in front of us. I should have had my reaction and grabbed the fishing net that Kevin DiDomenico left here, but I didn't. And I think that one was playable. It was coming up high. It was dropping really fast and was blazing down towards the concourse area. 3-2 pitch, but first, Arias will step off the rubber and gesture an almost pickoff attempt towards second. But instead, we'll hold on to the baseball and now focus in on the payoff pitch. Here's the 3-2 to Garcia. And this might be a broken bat out to shallow center field coming in as Pena. He won't make the grab. He will step in and throw to third. Hot shot to the third baseman of Jaquez, but not in time for the sliding Seamus. He's safe at third. Garcia stops at first. And with that single, the Red Sox have runners on the corners with nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. So Garcia picks up his first on-base appearance of the game. And now Darryl Balin, who hit his first home run of the season back in the fourth, has another opportunity to drive it in a few runs, especially with Carson Seamus at third and Garcia at first. John Habian coming out to talk with his pitcher of Wander Arias, and that gives us an opportunity to take around the Boston Red Sox organization and see how some of the games went today. We are the last remaining Boston Red Sox organization team in the minor league system. They will still be playing baseball today. In the AAA division, the Syracuse Mets finish off the Worcester Red Sox with a 6-4 win to end the series. Connor Wong and Jeter Downs both hitting some home runs. Downs with his ninth of the year, Wong with his third. Meanwhile, the Portland Sea Dogs take down the New Hampshire Fisher Cats in almost a pitcher's duel. A 2-0 win for the Sea Dogs. That brings them to 24-27. First pitch on the way to Balin. It's an off-speed that swung on a miss for strike one. So the Salem Red Sox lead this game 4-2 over the Columbia Fireflies in the bottom of the sixth. But Salem could be in store for a little bit more offense. They have runners on the corners with nobody way in this half inning. 0-1 pitch, Balin swings and misses, and the count drops to 0-2. One more score to get you caught up on. The Greenville Drive pick up a win, a 5-2 victory over Winston-Salem. 19th win of the year for the Drive. They improved to 19-32 on the season. 0-2 pitch, and Balin will foul this off straight back to the on-deck circle of where Keir Meredith is standing. Keeps the count 0-2. Speaking of Meredith, he's on deck. He is 0-2 today. And highly looking like we're going to get to see Meredith at the plate this half inning. 0-2 pitch to Balin, and it goes high over the glove of Hernandez. Quick back to the home plate. The toss to home is not in time. Sima scores. Garcia into second, and the Salem Red Sox extend their lead. It's now Red Sox 5. It's Fireflies 2. So a little bit of pressure coming off of Daryl Balin's back. Instead of thinking about how to drive in Seamus at third, now knows that Salem is now up 5-2, but has still a chance of driving in a run with Garcia moving into scoring position. Balin skies up a 1-2 pitch. It's a high pop-up, but it looks like it's going to get out of play and heads into the lower seats down the third base side. And the count will stay at 1-2. Balin has made some great contact today. Outside that home run, he hit a nice line drive that was made a backhand play by Vasquez. Would have been a base hit as Balin swings on the 1-2 pitch, and he misses for strike number three. And Arias picks up his first out of the six, and it's a big strikeout to get at least the inning rolling defensively. Another good thing about the pass ball is that it allowed Garcia to move from first to second. So with Meredith coming to the plate with one out, double play effect, the double play ball is kind of out of effect right now. First pitch to Meredith. He watched it go the whole way on off-speed that catch the outside half for strike number one. So 0-1 count to the number nine hitter of the Salem Red Sox and Keir Meredith. One away as well. Arie steps in and fires Meredith on a check swing, and they say he went for the strike two call. Second time that a Keir Meredith check swing on the appeal down to Jalen Goodman said he went. This time, Jalen Goodman, from our vantage point, is just to the left of the pitcher's mound. 0-2 pitch, Garcia a little hustle towards third, and he slaps a slow roller in the play. Garcia jumps over as he goes to third, as Vasquez makes a throw to first in time to get Meredith. So two outs in the inning. Jose Garcia moves 90 feet closer towards home, and the top of the order is up for the Salem Red Sox. Garcia is a little delayed from getting the second to third, but when Vasquez scooped the baseball off the dirt, he really had no true intention of making a throw over the third to try to get Garcia, and instead just went for the forced out. So Edison Paulino at the plate will swing at the first pitch and miss for strike number one. He's 0-3 today. Struck out swinging in the third and the fifth. Looking to try to get on base for the first time in the Red Sox here in the sixth inning. 0-1 pitch to Edison Paulino. A big swing and a miss for strike number two. Paulino did not play last night for the Salem Red Sox, but does return to the lineup today, and most importantly, back into the shortstop position that he played a great deal of when Marcelo Meyer was hurt. 0-2 pitch with two away. It's away to Paulino, and it's just outside for ball number one. Salem up by 3. They lead Columbia 5-2 here on the Sunday evening in the Carolina League. Red Sox trying to make it 8 straight home wins at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Arias steps in and fires, and Paulino fouls off to keep the at-bat going. And the count will stay at 1-2. And it was a much-needed off day for Edison Paulino. He has been a workhorse for the Salem Red Sox side, almost playing every single game. And now he will check swing on the 1-2 and foul straight back again. And we'll just read you the 1-2 count. Wonder how the bat boys feel about these at-bats. Coming out to try to get all the foul balls. You see some great battles this half inning, including the Carson Simas at-bat. And now the 1-2 pitch, and Paulino rips this down the right field line, looking up, and it is off the Chick-fil-A foul pole. It's a two-run blast for Edison Paulino, and the Salem Red Sox lead 7-2. Well, that's not something you really see every day, right? A home run off the Chick-fil-A right field foul pole. And although it didn't, quote-unquote, exit the ballpark, it counts just as much if you hit it 450 feet out that direction as it makes it a 7-2 ball game. So another three-run bottom half inning for the Salem Red Sox, as Tony Pena Jr. will come out and retrieve the baseball from Wander Arias. We're going to get a new pitcher for the Columbia Fireflies, the third of the day, here with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. But Edison Paulino goes yard, and the Salem Red Sox lead by 5 here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to Carolina League Baseball on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the sixth inning, two outs on the board as the Salem Red Sox picked up 3 runs in the bottom half of this inning. It's still in action, folks, as Ryan Hennin will check into the game for the Columbian Fireflies. He was added to this roster at a very recent date. Actually joined this Columbia side on June 3rd. After Jack Aldrich was promoted to the Quad Cities, which is the High A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, and made room for Hennin. And on the first pitch, he fires for the Fireflies, is hit down the left field line. Bonassi with the two-out single, and the offense just keep rolling here in the bottom of the sixth. So with that Edison Paulino home run, it's not only his first hit of the game, it's his third home run of the season. And it was a two-run blast to score Jose Garcia from third. And now Marcelo Meyer to the plate. First pitch he sees, it breaks low of the zone for ball number one. One of 2 day for Marcelo Meyer, a double back in the second. He struck out swinging in the third, and he walked his last time up. Ryan Hendon was signed to the Kansas City Royals organization back on April 11th due to a minor league contract, and now Meyer with a grounder down the first baseline chops foul, and the count's even at 1-1. And after signing on April 11th, Hendon was looking, trying to make a home somewhere, and Columbia seems to be the spot. It's his third day with the Fireflies, and the left-handed pitcher has checked into the game as his team is down 7-2 to Salem. Meyer, another grounder down the first baseline, will go foul, and the count will go to 1-2. I'll tell you this, Quintana is one of the nicest first baseman I've seen when it gives out baseballs. Anything that comes Quintana's way, he's always tossing it to the fans down the first baseline. 1-2 pitch, and that one misses low for ball number two. I mean, we just saw back-to-back foul balls that went down the Quintana side of first base. Picked it up, turned 90 degrees counterclockwise, and just tossed it over. And the kids have picked up that note. 2-2 pitch to Meyer. It's swung on as the pitch falls into the dirt for strike number three. And that will end the sixth inning. But not before the Salem Red Sox add 3 runs in the frame. And they now have a 5-run advantage. It is Salem 7. It is Columbia 2. We move into the last 3 innings of play. The Fireflies have to get going offensively as they seek to avoid the sweep. We'll come back here for the 7th. On MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the top of the 7th inning, and the Salem Red Sox lead the Columbia Fireflies by the score of 7-2. Miguel Suero, after pitching in the 6th inning, comes out to start the 7th. First pitch on the way to Omar Hernandez is low and inside for ball number 1. So a 3-run bottom of the 6th for the Salem Red Sox have them with their largest lead of the night of 5, and a 7-8-9 part of the order is due up. The 1-0 pitch misses low and outside for ball number 2. And so a pretty good start for Hernandez, who seeks to find his first on-base appearance of the day. The 2-0 pitch is right down the middle for strike number 1 at 91 miles per hour by Suero. Hernandez popped up to center field in the 2nd and went down swinging in the 4th. This time he rips the 2-1 out towards left field. Meredith moving back to the wall and watch it hit off the wall. Meredith will pick it up as Hernandez gets into 2nd. It's a leadoff double for the Columbia catcher and a good start to the 7th here for the Fireflies. Well, down by 5 runs, you got to get the offense going. And for Columbia, that's their 6th base hit of the day. They've been really good at getting those extra base hits, folks. Out of those 6 hits, that is their 4th double. Daniel Vasquez has 2 of them. Omar Florentino, who we'll see later in the inning, has one of them, and now Omar Hernandez joins in on the fun. So Ruben Jaquez at the plate takes a big swing on first pitch that goes in the zone for strike number 1. An 0-2 day as well for Jaquez, the third baseman for the Columbia Fireflies. It's an 0-1 count. Swear with a long look at second. He will step in and fire, and Hawkes will reach out and lift this down the left field line. Is it playable for a Red Sox player? No, it is not. It lands in that grassy hill area once again for strike number two. As Hawkes goes down 0-2 in the count. 7-2 is our score. Salem leads Columbia. As the Fireflies will be working from behind late once again. Getting to these last three innings of work, Columbia has been faced with an uphill task, each one of them. Hawkes will foul off another 0-2 pitch, but this one will bloop right over the netting down the third base line. And keep it at that 0-2 count. So the right-handed Suero going against the left-hander of Hawkes. But nobody away so far in the top of the seventh. Suero with a long look at Hernandez. Now fires away. Hawkes rips it down the right field line. Base hit. It will roll all the way down the line to the wall. This will score a run as Hernandez touches home. Hawkes sinking three. Throw comes in hot. Tag is not in time. It's a sliding RBI triple. And the Columbia Fireflies have cut into the five-run deficit. It's now Red Sox 7, Fireflies 3 here in the top of the seventh. So first a double as Hernandez jogged in safe at home. But Hawkes was a full-on mission to third base. And the throw from the cutoff man of Bonassi almost got in the Miller's glove in time to make the tag. As now Suero will find the first pitch up to Florentino, goes upstairs for ball number one. So the Fireflies aren't going anywhere just yet. Their seventh hit of the day is another extra base hit, the first triple we have seen today. And now the 1-0 pitch misses outside for ball number two. Omar Florentino at the plate, a 1-of-2 day, as previously mentioned. Picked up a double back in the third, went down looking here in the fifth. 2-0. Suero takes a look at Hawkes, and now Florentino pops up to left field. This might be deep enough for a tag at third. The catch is made by Meredith. The runner tags, and the runner scores. And the Fireflies now with two runs in the top of the seventh. It is Red Sox 7. It is Fireflies 4 with one away. So count an RBI for Omar Florentino with that sacrifice fly to Meredith. And that brings us up to the top of the order. So we'll see what the Fireflies have in store as Rivertown comes to the plate. Suero steps and fires, and Town on the first pitch drills this out towards center field. Kind of takes a turn out towards left center as coming in to make the catch is Carson Simas for the second out of the inning. And Rivertown now drops to 1-4 on the day. Had a pair of ground outs to Blaze Jordan in the first and the fifth inning, and Jordan by himself was able to scoop it up and do the work himself, and Town's only base hit came with a single in the third. Daniel Vasquez is a hard batter to get out for right now for the Fireflies as the first pitch goes up and away for ball number one. He has a 2-3 day for Columbia with a pair of doubles in his last two plate appearances back in the third and the sixth. And now on the 1-0 pitch, Vasquez watches it go all the way in the zone for strike number one. Vasquez almost got three on-base appearances today because he gave a grounder back to Dobbins back in the first as the 1-1 goes low for ball number two. So 2-1. And on that chopper to Dobbins, he had to come off the mound, and his throw over to Jordan was a little wild. Almost got through Jordan's glove above it. That would have almost gotten Vasquez safe at first, but Jordan made a great catch and a nice toe drag on the base. The 2-1 pitch was fouled down the right field side, so here's the 2-2. And this will be hit down the right field side, and it goes for a base hit. It squeezes past Bonassi at second, and it's three consecutive base hits for Daniel Vasquez, and the Columbia shortstop is 3-4 in the day. So the top of the seventh continues, and the Fireflies pick up a base runner with two away. Here in this top half of the seventh inning, Carter Jensen, the designated hitter for the Fireflies, will step into the batter's box. A one of two day for Jensen. A single back in the first. And he takes the first pitch outside for ball one. He struck out swinging in the third, and in the sixth, he got a free pass towards first. Suero actually pitched against the 2-3 hitters in the order, and Vasquez got a double. Jensen got a walk back in the sixth. As Suero fires the 1-0 right down the middle for strike one. So a 1-1 count, but in that inning, folks, he did recover against the middle of the order, getting three straight outs against the 4-5-6 part of the order. 1-1 pitch. It's a hard hit ball. Backhand play by Bonassi. Can he get the throw over to Jordan in time? He does. Another web gem play made from a Salem Red Sox middle infielder. But the Columbia Fireflies make it a little bit more interesting. They pick up two runs in the top of the seventh to make it a 7-4 ball game. But we're into the seventh inning stretch here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And the Red Sox are looking to stretch out their lead a little bit as the offense comes out in the bottom of the seventh. It's the middle of the order with Blaze Jordan, Tyler Miller, and Carson Simas next on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the seventh inning, the Salem Red Sox lead the Columbia Fireflies 7-4. Fireflies pick up two runs in the top of the seventh to make this a three-run ball game. Blaze Jordan, the first man up to the plate, watched the first pitch break into the zone for strike number one. Coming out for another inning of work, it's number 33 of the Columbia Fireflies. It is Ryan Hennin. And Blaze Jordan, while swinging on the 0-1 pitch, released the bat. And it was caught in the netting right over the Salem Red Sox dugout. And that is not a sight you see for Blaze Jordan as he asked Tyler Miller to add some chalk in that or something. Where's the batting gloves as well? We haven't seen many flying bats this season. I think Jordan just took a big swing and just released out of his hands. Well, that's why they added the net, folks. Right there for that reason, as the 0-2 pitch spikes in front of home plate for ball number one. Stuff like that, because that was heading right towards that section. And although sometimes fans will get free bats that way, that is a scary sight. Looking up and seeing that piece of wood coming at you at that speed. 1-2 pitch, and Jordan will watch it go just outside. Hennin was hoping to get the strike three call, but it missed it. So the count goes to 2-2. So even count here for Blaze Jordan, who has singled his last two times up. And this time he will reach out and popped up the 2-2 pitch on the left field line, and it gets out of play. And it will stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, the official attendance for today's game is 2,017 people at the ballpark. Pretty good showing for this Sunday afternoon clash between the Red Sox and the Fireflies. 2-2 pitch, and Jordan will get underneath of this and pop it up. Stays within the infield. Vasquez calling everyone off and makes the catch coming into the infield portion of the grass for out number one. Jordan drops to 2-4 on the day. And now Tyler Miller, who is 1-2 of the day, comes to the plate. Well, the way that Blaze Jordan just went out was the same way how Tyler Miller went out in the fifth inning as he popped up to Daniel Vasquez. First time today that he has been retired at the plate. First pitch to Miller, and he will pop this up, coming towards our way, but just to the right and a level below to make the count 0-1. He doubled in his first at-bat in the second, then he walked in the fourth, and then popped up in the fifth. 0-1 pitch, Hendon steps in, and this one goes outside for ball number one. Even count of one ball and one strike. Sun began the set here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The shade is starting to creep its way in, out towards right field foul territory. And now the 1-1 pitch, it breaks, just misses inside for ball number two. Thought that one was almost going to come back in the zone and lock up Miller to make the count 1-2. But the Salem third baseman has a 2-1 count lead. Lefty versus lefty matchup, and Miller will pop this up just into the netting. That was a few inches from getting over and becoming a new gift for a fan. But it stays within the field, and the count becomes 2-2. One away here in the bottom of the seventh. Salem leads Columbia 7-4. Base paths are clear for the Red Sox. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Miller. And to chopper down the first baseline, stays fair. Quintana scoops it and almost falling forward a little bit. Steps on first for the second out of the inning. Two up, two down for Hennin and the Fireflies, and Carson Simas, who has reached base safely in these last two at-bats, comes to the plate. Although he reached safely, it was on an error, so Simas is one of three on the evening for Salem. He doubled back in the fourth after grounding out in the second, and Simas, with a big swing on the first pitch he sees, he misses it all for strike number one. Salem center fielder is a 192 hitter on the season. Looking to try to go 2-4 the day as Sima swings and misses again to make the count 0-2. Wind starting to blow in from center field. The American flag is coming in the direction of us. And here's the 0-2 pitch to Simas, and a swung on and missed for strike three. Three swings, three misses from Carson Simas. And he is retired, which puts a 1-2-3 ending to the seventh. Good work from Ryan Hennin here in the seventh after a frustrating six. And the Salem Red Sox still only lead by three. They are up 7-4 on the Columbia Fireflies. And it appears that Jacob Webb is coming out of the left field bullpen to pitch for the Salem Red Sox. We'll confirm that and get you all the information and more when we come back for the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Welcome back to the top of the eighth, and it is Jacob Webb that will come in to pitch for the Salem Red Sox, number 46 on this team, and he's been a heavy man out of the bullpen, 17th appearance of the season, that is the most out of any Salem Red Sox pitcher. A 1-2 record on the year for Webb with a 2.49 ERA. He's pitching 21 2/3 innings of work, and he will start off against Guillermo Quintana, middle of the order with Darryl Collins and Eric Pena as well coming to the plate. Giving up 19 hits, 6 earned runs on the year. And the 1-0 pitch is sent out towards right field, falling in hot. But Balin's able to get there in stride and stop in time to make the grab for out number one. So Quintana, the cleanup hitter for the Fireflies, drops to 0-4 on the day. And now Darryl Collins, who is 0-3 for the Fireflies, will come to the plate. Webb has walked 18 batters this year and has struck out 36, and opponent's batting average is a 229. Webb fires the first pitch strike on the outside corner for strike number one. The Fireflies down by 3. It is Salem 7, Columbia 4, with one away here in the top of the eighth. And the 0-1 pitch locates again. It's in the zone for strike number two. Whenever pitchers come into the game, they always have a list of fun facts out in the scoreboard, out in right center field. Here's an 0-2 pitch from Webb. Collins, a 2-bounce grounder to left side of the infield. Backhand play by Paulino. Throw to Jordan in time for the second out of the inning. 2 up and 2 down for Webb and the Red Sox. Eric Pena coming to the plate. But the reason I mention that is because his favorite video game is The Show. Now, I know a lot of these ball players are probably going to say The Show. But, you know, it's going to be really cool if they advance up the ladder and they have the opportunity of actually playing as themselves in their favorite video games as Webb fires a first pitch strike in the zone. You always think about that, right? When you're a kid, when you're playing the game and you're like, now you kind of like in your 19, 20 years old, like most of these pitchers are, as the 0-1 pitch is popped down the right field side, falling in hot. Bonassi trying to fight it. Balin calls him off, a near collision, but they make the grab for the third out of the inning. A big 1-2-3 frame from Jacob Webb. He goes through all three batters just like that, and he holds on to this 3-run advantage for the Salem Red Sox. Coming up in the bottom of the seventh, it's going to be an opportunity for Salem to add on to their 7-4 lead. The bottom of the order of Jose Garcia, Darryl Balin just made the grab, and Keir Meredith all coming to the plate. Can they try to add on to this 3-1 margin, or can Columbia keep it a 7-4 lead going into the top of the ninth? We'll find out next here on MILB.TV. It's the bottom of the ninth, and it's 7-8-9 due up for the Salem Red Sox as Marlon Willis checks into the game for the Columbia Fireflies. On the very first pitch, he throws to Garcia. He fouls it off the screen for strike number one. Salem leads Columbia 7-4 here in the bottom of the eighth. Marlon Willis, a left-handed pitcher for the Fireflies. Well, it's Garcia on the 0-1 pitch. It's a hit well out towards right field, but Town comes over to his right, makes the grab for out number one. So the goal for Columbia is to keep this a 7-4 ball game heading into the top of the ninth as they have their bottom three of the order due up in that frame. But number seven in Salem's order goes 1-4 today with that pop-up, and now Darryl Balin comes to the plate. A 1-3 day for Salem. Well, Watch the first pitch catch the zone for strike number one. And now an 0-1 count on the way. 1-3 today, and Balin will foul this off into the netting. Make the count 0-2. Balin now hitting above a .1, which for the longest time was a .00. And one more zero, actually, a matter of fact, as Balin will watch the 0-2 pitch drop into the zone for strike number three, and he will go down looking for the second out of the inning, and Marlon Willis picks up his first strikeout of the appearance. 2-2 for Willis. He has an 0-1 record on the season with a 4.58 ERA for the Fireflies. It's his 12th appearance of the year. He's pitched 19 2/3 innings of work. He has given up 12 hits, 10 earned runs, and the first pitch on the way to Keir Meredith is inside for ball number one. Willis has walked 20 batters and has now struck out 29. Opponents don't really hit well against him, a 171 mark, as Willis fires a 1-0 fastball down the middle for strike one. That one hit 94 miles per hour to even the count. Two away here in the bottom of the eighth. 1-1 pitch. Meredith watches it. Goes above the letter again for ball number two. 7-4, Salem leads Columbia in game 6 of 6 of this six-game series. As a 2-1 pitch, Meredith slow roller back up the middle. This will be played by Vasquez, and it goes under the glove of Vasquez out towards center. Thought for a moment there that Meredith might have had a contested throw from Vasquez, the shortstop, but he never got a good glove underneath of it as he was moving to his left side. And Meredith will get to first base. They will rule this as a single, and Key Meredith gets aboard for the first time today. Well, the series has stretched across 7 days. Had the off day on Tuesday after playing on Monday, and played 5 straight days of baseball. Sam has played well in almost every single one of them. And it's Paulino at the plate now. First pitch he sees, a two-hopper right to the glove of Quintana, and he makes quick work of it as he scoops it and touches the bag for out number three. So, although a base hit from Keir Meredith, not much from the Salem Red Sox as they keep it a 7-4 lead. So Columbia will be down to the last three outs. Omar Hernandez, Ruben Ijaquez, and Omar Florentio are all due up for the Columbia Fireflies. They'll be going against Jacob Webb with one last shot at trying to get back into this series. They're down by 3. We'll find out next on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the ninth inning, the Salem Red Sox lead the Columbia Fireflies 7-4 as Jacob Webb's first pitch in the way to Omar Hernandez is fouled off the barrel and into the net behind the plate for strike number one. So the Columbia Fireflies need to get 3 runs to tie, 4 to take the lead, while the Salem Red Sox are 3 outs away from getting their 8th straight home win as Hernandez swings on the 0-1 pitch and he misses for strike number two. Hernandez has a 1-3 day. He doubled his last time up in the 7th in a leadoff spot. Leads off another inning here for the Fireflies. And Webb's 0-2 pitch is up and away for ball number one. So it's going to be Omar Hernandez, Ruben Ijaquez, and Omar Florentino. Webb steps in and fires the 1-2, and Hernandez fouls it off into the screen again. and will stay at one ball and two strikes. The only positions that are enjoying the shade truly right now is first baseman Blaze Jordan and the catcher of Jose Garcia. The rest of them are kind of finding the sunlight as it sets down the first baseline. 1-2 pitch, and it goes inside for ball number two. Thought I heard a little crack. I thought it kind of came out the barrel a bit. It would have been a foul ball, but it did not. And the count will go to 2-2. Webb steps in and fires, and it misses low and away for ball number three. So think about this for Columbia. I mean, in the hole is the tying run right now. So you got to get him to the play in that situation. 3-2 pitch on the way, and it got him looking for the strike three call. A pitch inside just grabs the zone. Hernandez can't believe it, but it's a punch out for Jacob Webb. It's his first of the game, and one away in the top of the ninth. Well, Hernandez is the catcher, so he's known the frame all night. And the look on his face as he went down on a strike three call by Charlie Welling wasn't all too happy about it as Webb fires the first pitch upstairs to Ruben Jaquez for ball number one. Jaquez, 1-3 day. He had a triple in the seventh. And he steps in the left-hander's batter's box. The switch hitter, the 1-0. It's a chopper down the first baseline. Just pass the first base coach of the Columbia Fireflies. That was Glenn Hubbard. The bench coach, also the first base coach this weekend for the Fireflies. I say weekend, I mean the entire week. 1-1 pitch. Check swing. And they say that he... No, they say he did not go. The pitch just found the zone for strike number two. The 95-mile-per-hour fastball by Webb makes the count 1-2. So Webb steps in and fires the 1-2 that goes low for ball number two. And now an even count with one away here in the top of the ninth. Omar Florentino awaiting on deck for the Fireflies as well. Webb with a long look in, takes a deep breath, steps in and fires. It's a chopper on the left side, two-hopper to Paulino. He steps into the throw and makes it inside to Blaze Jordan for out number two. And the Columbia Fireflies are down to their last out. Omar Florentino represents the last chance for the Columbia Fireflies as they trail 7-4 to the Salem Red Sox. Here in the top of the ninth. A 1-3 day for Florentino. A double in the third and a sacrifice pop-up in the seventh. This is popped down the left field line. Keir Meredith's diving attempt in the foul territory falls just a little bit too short. And the count will go to 0-1. Man, that would have been an incredible way for them to finish off this game. I believe it was Friday night, Phillip Sykes, deep in left center field. He was the center fielder in that game. Went all the way back to the wall, made a leaping grab at the wall, and it ended off fairy tale night for us. It was the Salem Red Sox 10-5 win. 0-1 pitch, Webb steps in. This is a hard hit ball down the first baseline. Base hit. It rolls all the way to the wall. Florentino at first, thinking two. He might just go three. Cut off man Bonazzi, the throw to Miller at third, and it gets past of him, and it hits off of Webb's right foot, and it stays in play as the pitcher picks it up. It will be a triple for Omar Florentino, and the Columbia Fireflies are not done just yet. Second hit of the day for Florentino, the second extra base hit. He now has five total bases on the evening. And the tying run moves from in the hole to the on-deck circle for Columbia. And that throw from Bonassi, the cutoff man at second, was a wild throw. It wasn't going to hit Miller's glove. Webb was there for backup. The ball bounced off the ground, and Webb, using his soccer skills, kind of had a foot in the way, and he made sure it stopped it. And now on the first pitch to River Town, Jacob Webb hits the batter. So the tying run comes to the plate as Rivertown at first base, Omar Florentino at third base, and Daniel Vasquez, who has reached base safely And his last three plate appearances due to base hits comes to the plate. And it's starting to get a little spicy here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Tying run at the plate as Vasquez will foul off the first pitch into the screen for strike number one. So after Jacob Webb and the Red Sox got the first two outs, Omar Florentino hit a nice grounder down the first base side that just stayed fair. And then on the very first pitch, Rivertown gets hit on a ball high and in. 0-1 pitch to Vasquez, and that's above the zone, and the count goes to 1-1. Well, remember, when the Salem Red Sox had an opportunity to sweep the Delmarva Shorebirds back on, May 14th, the Delmarva Shorebirds walked off with a three-home run as Vasquez reaches out for the 1-1 pitch and misses for strike number two. The actual day was May 15th. Salem Red Sox had a 7-5 lead, and Delmarva came back to steal the last game. But Salem trying to go for the sweep. The 1-2 pitch by Webb. It's up the middle. Bonassi scoops it, tosses it to Paulino at second. The job is done. Make it 8 straight home wins for the Salem Red Sox, and a 6-game sweep over the Columbia Fireflies as the Salem Red Sox take down them 7-4. And the Salem Red Sox now improve to 28-23, and the Columbia Fireflies drop to 14-37 in 2022. A perfect week for the Salem Red Sox is finished. They started off the week one game below 500, and after today's win, they are now 5 games above 500 and are playing the best baseball they've had all year as they go for a big road trip down to Charleston, South Carolina to take on the River Dogs. Well, Salem started off this game with a 1-run lead, and Columbia bounced back with 2 of their own, but the Red Sox scored 6 unanswered runs to put them out of distance of the Fireflies. And although Columbia had a little bite back towards the end, the Salem Red Sox are able to hold on to grab their 6th consecutive win. What a job done by the Salem Red Sox this week. Daryl Balin, who hit the 2-run blast to give the Salem Red Sox that 4-2 edge in the 4th, is our Blue Eagle Credit Union Player of the Game. We'll have an interview with him up very shortly. We'll step aside for the time being here on MILB.TV. When we come back, we'll recap today's action and get you looking forward to the Salem Red Sox road trip down to South Carolina. We'll step aside here in the Salem Red Sox broadcast booth. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Salem Red Sox take down the Columbian Fireflies to the final score of 7-4. And with that, the Salem Red Sox complete the sweep over the Columbian Fireflies as well. Well, the Salem Red Sox got things started today with a run in the bottom of the second inning. But the Fireflies were quick to respond with two runs in the top of the third. Salem was down 2-1, but not much longer, as in the bottom of the fourth inning, they scored three runs to take a 4-2 lead. And they extend that lead upwards to 5 with 3 in the bottom of the 6. Columbia did respond pretty quick, though, as they did get two runs in the top of the 7th. But the late effort was not going to take away the Salem Red Sox opportunity today. And with this 7-4 win, it's now 8 straight home wins for the Salem Red Sox, and it ties their season-long winning streak of 6 consecutive wins. It's also the first sweep the Salem Red Sox have been a part of since the April 8th through 10th sweep over the Lynchburg Killcats, but this one feels a little bit better as it's 6 games compared to 3. So what's next for the Salem Red Sox? They will travel down to Charleston, South Carolina to take on a 6-game series against the River Dogs. Yeah, that River Dogs side that is very strong this season, 34-17 to be exact. But Salem is actually not too far behind them in the win-loss column as they improved to 28-23 after these 6 straight wins. But dating back to that series in April here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, the Charleston River Dogs took 5 out of the 6 games of the series. So if Salem is going to want to try to find their trend and stay with the Carolina League North Division, they're going to have a big week down in Charleston, South Carolina. The good news is that the Salem Red Sox seem to be a better road team than a home team. I would have said that confidently coming into this week. But with this win today, the Red Sox are actually above 500 at home as well with 14 wins and 13 losses. On the road this year, the Red Sox have 14 wins and 10 losses. So the Red Sox have an opportunity against the River Dogs side that had a little bit of a difficult series against the Down East Ducks. The Ducks were hot. They played some good baseball against the River Dogs. The Red Sox are hot. They might play some good baseball against the River Dogs as well. But we will not be in Charleston, South Carolina. The next time we will be back here at Salem Memorial Ballpark will be June 14th when we begin a 6-game series and a 12-game homestand. It will start at 11:05 a.m. Eastern Time as we take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. That 6-game series will start on June 14th, and it will last until June 19th. We'll have an off day on June 20th, and then right back here for another 6-game series against the Fredericksburg Nationals. It is the longest homestand of the season, folks, and it's going to be a really fun time as the first half of the season will technically end on Thursday, June 23rd. So almost every game leading up between now and June 23rd is a big one for the Salem Red Sox, especially since the Lynchburg Killcats lost today to the Carolina Mudcats, which means that the Lynchburg Killcats, Carolina Mudcats, and Salem Red Sox are all within a half game of the Carolina League North Division lead. And folks, for those that may not know all too well, if you're winning your division at the end of June 23rd, you secure a postseason spot as the first half division champions. So keep that in mind. It seems like we just started the season. I mean, we're only 51 games within it, but it seems like it's crunch time all of a sudden, especially for the Salem side to try to pick up some wins here and now to try to put themselves in that conversation. That's still a little bit of ways away, though. I mean, that is, if you do some quick math, 15 more games. But just goes to show what these next 2.5 weeks can bring for the Salem Red Sox season. Well, everyone's playing a high level right now for the Salem Red Sox, and they are enjoying life. They take down the Columbian Fireflies by the final score of 7-4 today. They also win the hits battle 11-9, and the Fireflies committed one error as the Red Sox played a clean game of baseball with 0 errors on the day. So they get the 6-game sweep. They extend the home winning streak to 8, and they sit 28-23 and tied for second place and the Carolina League. So for the Salem Red Sox, they will hit the road for a 6-game series against the Charleston River Dogs. They'll be back here on June 14th to take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. This has been a wonderful game. It's been a wonderful week for Salem Red Sox baseball. And we thank you all so much for tuning in here today. My name is Andy Losey. Thank you so much for including Salem Red Sox baseball in your Sunday night plans. We all hope you have a wonderful Sunday night. We all hope you have a wonderful week, and we hope you can catch back with us next week as we begin that 12-game homestand and, most importantly, that 6-game home series against the Delmarva Shorebirds. The Salem Red Sox win it 7-4 over the Columbian Fireflies. We all hope you have a wonderful night. This has been Carolina League Baseball on MILB.tv.